Hello, this is www.schooldrillers.com. Student-friendly website. Welcome to the audio lecture on Philosophy 103, Ethics and Society. School Drillers bring to you the audio lecture of Philosophy 103 Lesson 1. Let's get started. Topic: Human Nature and Society. What do you understand by human nature? Speculations on human nature have been on since antiquity, and scholars across disciplines have always tried to arrive at an adequate understanding of the nature of humanity. There has always been there perennial effort to explain and resolve the apparent mysteries and paradoxes surrounding human nature. Humans have always been interested in identifying their essence, place in the universe, position in relation to other beings and the ultimate meaning of their existence. Speculations and proposals on what human nature is as varied and sometimes as conflicting as the interests and disciplines of the people doing the thinking. A reason for this is located in the fact that the perspective from which the theologian, for instance, examines the nature of the human person is different from that of the psychologist. Likewise, the way the political scientist is interested in human nature is quite different from that of the metaphysician. Even where there is an agreement as far as disciplines and interests are concerned, people still arrive at different or even conflicting viewpoints on the nature of humanity. From the perspective of moral philosophers, for instance, there is a disagreement over whether humans are basically bad, aggressive and destructive, or naturally good, compassionate and cooperative. Within the context of political philosophy, philosophers across ages have proposed conflicting views about what our nature is as humans. While some philosophers say that humans are by nature equal, others maintain that nature has made humans unequal. Plato, for instance, is of the opinion that while nature has made some people to be rulers, some are natural soldiers and others artisans, traders or slaves by nature. Thomas Hobbes is a typical example of a philosopher who construes humans as equal by nature. Features that characterize human nature. Nonetheless, there are a number of features that humans possess, which determine their interaction in society and also give substance and meaning to morality. Let us discuss each of these features. 1 is rationality. All humans are rational beings. The term rationality connotes the ability to reason or to think in a consistent and comprehensive manner and arrive at enlightened conclusions on the basis of available facts, referred to as premises. Thus, describing humans as rational means that they all have the capacity to draw out reasonable conclusions on the basis of available facts in a way that other animals cannot. However, it must be noted that humans employ this capacity to varying degrees in different circumstances. And at times, people tend to base their conclusions and positions on emotions, prior expectations and biases, and not on any rational consideration. In such cases, we say that people behave irrationally or unreasonably, but this does not imply that they have lost the essential capacity to reason. 2 is free will and moral responsibility. Free will is a philosophical term that refers to the capacity of rational agents to choose a course of action from among various alternatives. They have the capacity to decide on what to do and what not to do out of available alternatives. This capacity is a corollary of human rationality in the sense that humans are able to make choices simply because they possess the capacity to reason. Furthermore, free will, in turn, gives meaning to the idea of moral responsibility in the sense that it is because humans possess free will and are capable of rational choices that it is meaningful to hold people to be either praiseworthy or blameworthy for their decisions and actions. For example, it is because humans are believed to have the capacity to decide to either lie or tell the truth in a given circumstance that we can reasonably praise an individual for doing what is morally right if he tells the truth, or blame a person for doing what is morally wrong if he decides to lie. 3 is vulnerability. Humans differ in terms of their physical strength and mental acumen. But, No matter how physically strong or intelligent specific individuals might be, all humans are equally vulnerable. This is in the sense that all humans are susceptible to various risks in life. They can all fall sick, die, and have any kind of accident. Besides, no matter how strong a person might be, all humans have certain needs, ordinarily referred to as basic human needs: need for food, shelter, clothing, and other general care that makes life meaningful and pleasant. These needs are multiple and can be as well complex given the scarcity of resources required to meet them. Resources available in society are such that, at any given point in time, they are never sufficient to satisfy everyone in society at the same time. 4 is lack of self-sufficiency. No matter how physically strong, intelligent, or gifted a person might be, no one is self-sufficient. No human person can survive and have a meaningful and fulfilling existence in isolation of other human beings. This is borne out of the fact that human needs are multiple and complex and can only be effectively met when people interact with one another in diverse forms of social interaction. For instance, there is no way an individual can effectively provide all his food, clothing, shelter, and medical and emotional needs all by himself without adequate contribution and assistance from other people. You have learned the nature of human and their characteristic. I hope this audio helps you. Don't forget to subscribe to Drop Per Email for more audio, or visit School Drillers to get more update. Bye for now.